When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of this disorder and the traits, the toxic traits that come along with it and without the disorder. Today's episode is going to be entitled, How Old Is That Response? How old is the response from your narcissistic person? We're going to be talking about emotional intelligence and how most narcissistic people lack emotional intelligence, or they have it, but it's not as high as it should be. How a lot of narcissists and toxic people are just literally fundamentally emotionally immature. It's just the truth. You know, and today, I mean, pretty much the word that will kind of encompass it all is arrested development. Because if you do not know what arrested development is, I know it's a TV show, a popular TV show that I haven't seen personally, but arrested development is when you skip stages of emotional growth and development and things like that due to some type of trauma that you might have experienced in childhood. Like, you had to grow up faster. Like me, I had to grow up faster than I was supposed to, you know. 7-8 years old doing things that 16-17 year olds do just around the house, not, you know, anything crazy, but, like, you know, things like that. Some people have to grow up faster where you don't get the chance to be a kid and develop that emotional intelligence, emotional connection. So you can absolutely have someone that is 37-38 years old, like myself, that is actually academically intelligent, has actual, you know, intelligence, book smart and things like that, but can lack emotional intelligence. That's why I say, go back to the beginning where I ask you, how old is that response? You know what I mean? How old is that response? How old is it? Where is it coming from? You know what I mean? Like, the silent, when I ask how old that response is, like, if a narcissist or a toxic person is responding to you, when you're trying to hold them accountable, how old do you think the person that you're talking to is? Like, honestly, ask yourself that question. How old are they right now? I know their physical age is 38, 40, 25, 26, but how old is their emotional age? Because doing the silent treatment, that's what kids do, isn't it? That's what a young kid will do. An 8-year-old kid, when you tell them they can't do something or they're in trouble, they'll go silent. They'll go sit in the corner. They'll cross their arms and go, They'll do stuff like that. That's the adult version of a child doing it, is the silent treatment or stonewalling, acting like you don't exist, putting their fingers in their ears and licking their tongue out and making noise like, ah, la, 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 ah, la, 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 I can't hear you, I can't hear you, I can't hear you. How old is that response right there? Because you seriously have to ask yourself that question and go along with it, like, how old is it? That's a childish response from an adult person. So when you're dealing with, when you're trying to hold a narcissist or a toxic person accountable and whatnot, you have to act like you're talking to a child sometimes. I'm not just saying, like, now look, honey, you do this right here, you're going to get in trouble. Don't do that, because that seems like you're just trying to antagonize them. You know what I mean? Just like a kid. Well, just talk to them like you're talking to a child, but be stern and be direct with people. You have to, when you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, you can't beat around the bush, y'all. You cannot beat around the bush. You got to go through the bush. I know you can't see the other side. I know you can't see what's on the other side of said imaginary bush, but you got to go through it. If you want to make this person, you want to deal with this person, stay in a relationship with this person, then you have to go through that imaginary bush. You just absolutely have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You got to go through that bush. You can't beat around the bush. So, hey, honey, I feel like, boom. Soon as you say, like, I think a lot of people know this, but as soon as you open your mouth when you're dealing with a narcissist and you say something like, I feel, they're going to shut you down. They don't want to hear it. Narcissistic people, they have feelings. We're just emotionally unintelligent. It's not calling us stupid. But, you know, if you say those words, he's like, you're just emotionally immature. You're just emotionally, you know, unintelligent. That's insulting as hell to that narcissistic person. They're going to take it as criticism and they're going to come back at you. either they're going to come back at you by being silent and give you the silent treatment, or they're going to come back at you and be aggressive to you and rage out on you. Now, passive aggressive narcissistic people do exist. Everybody's not going to rage out on you. But when they're like, so when you're dealing with a narcissist and there's some type of conflict that you're facing with this person, ask yourself internally, don't do it out loud. Just ask yourself, how old is this response? Age the response. Age it. A-G-E. Age that response that is coming from this person. Age it. How old are you right now? And then you have to adjust the way you talk. I know you want to talk like a 25, 35, 45, 60-year-old person. You want to talk like that. You want to talk like, because you might have a lot more emotional maturity and emotional intelligence. So you want to talk to somebody, you want to deal with somebody who you feel like has that same emotional maturity. But you're not. So you can't talk to them like you can't talk to them on the same level of emotional maturity. You just cannot. Because that arrested development, this is where my therapist put it. She said, you've had more physical birthdays than emotional birthdays, like most toxic narcissistic people have. I've had more physical birthdays. Like, I'm 37 years old, but my emotional age is probably younger than that. I probably have emotional intelligence. Probably, you know, she said, I've been in therapy for 5 years. So she said, I've had some emotional birthdays. So shout out to me. But pat myself on the back real quick. Oh, Lee, gotcha. There was a narcissistic response. You patted yourself on the back. Ha ha ha. Gotcha. Yeah, I'm thankful for having emotional birthdays, y'all. Sorry. But seriously, she said I've had some emotional birthdays. So I might be, I'm 37 years old in your face right now, but I might be 13, 14, 15 emotionally, but I'm still growing. There's room for growth, and I'm willing to take on that battle and that struggle for the growth, the emotional growth that I seek. You know what I mean? Most narcissists won't do that. So many people are trying to say, well, how can I get them to grow up emotionally? They have to want to grow up emotionally. They have to want to have those emotional birthdays. You can't throw an emotional birthday party for them and age them appropriately. You can't do that. You feel like you have more control and more power over this person than you actually do. And it can be frustrating because you feel like you can't get through to this person, but it's not, you can't. It's not for you to get through to this person. I know people don't want to hear that, but like, your wife did this. She got through. My wife literally packed her stuff up and dipped out. She left. That's what she did. She took her stuff up. She packed her bag and literally left. I've been feeling like y'all think that she has some kind of magic recipe that she spiked my Sprite with something. I'm like, this Sprite is a little extra crispy, baby. You put anything in it? Oh, I just put some emotional intelligence pills into it. No, it didn't work that way. No. She packed her stuff up and left. And me, on the journey that I'm on right now, seeking growth and seeking intelligence and things like that. Because, yeah, I have a big ego. And I want to be smarter. So being smarter sometimes entails you working on yourself and being vulnerable. To have emotional birthdays, that narcissistic person, that toxic person, whatever, has to have a level of emotional vulnerability to the point where they want to grow emotionally. They have to want to be vulnerable in front of a therapist and talk about their issues. You can't have emotional birthdays. That narcissistic person cannot grow up emotionally if they're not willing to go back into their childhood, in their mind, in a therapist's office, and work through whatever made them who and how, what they are right now. They have to be willing to do that. Like I said, y'all can't, so many of y'all try to take on this responsibility. I want to do this. I want to help them out. Cool. I get it. Trust me. Honestly, I get it. I understand the want to help the person that you love and care about. I get it. I understand it fully. Trust me. But they have to want it for themselves. You can't want it more for them than you want for yourself. You know what I mean? You just can't. You can't want it more for them than they want it for themselves. Sorry, I mixed it up. Tongue twister. The narcissistic robot gets a chatty. I'm chatty. If y'all met me in person this past week, you see I'm super chatty in person. You know, we get to chatting and chatty. I'm a chat box. You know what I mean? So you cannot force them to have emotional birthdays. You cannot throw an emotional birthday party for them because it's insulting. They have to want to do it on their own. They have to want to. And sometimes it takes a rock bottom experience. Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom before you can bounce back up. And a lot of narcissists cannot hit rock bottom because there are people there to catch them and just keep them in their life and further enable their behaviors. You have to hold them. Sometimes, look, you have to have some type of leverage. Sometimes the leverage that you have over narcissists and toxic people is your presence. Sometimes your presence is the leverage that you have. So now you have to exercise your leverage. Use it. Power up. You have to. Because that narcissistic person has to want to throw emotional birthday parties for themselves. Imagine coming in the house one day and they got on like a birthday hat and a little cupcake or a cake that has the 11 years old on it. I'm 11 years old emotionally today. Woo, babe, I'm growing up. Woo, no more silent treatment. I'm going to stonewall you now. See, they have to want to get past that. Y'all, and it can be very, very embarrassing. It can, you know, it can be very embarrassing to be vulnerable, and it can be a lot of shame that comes with that vulnerability. So, yeah, I'm going to cut this thing short. I got a lot more videos to record today. Austin, Texas, October 15th. The weekend of October the 15th. So if you're in the Austin, Texas area, we're doing another live in-person meet and greet. It's going to be a lot more of my group, the NARC Avengers there. We had an amazing time in Durham, North Carolina on the 23rd. Thank y'all for coming out. If you did, you couldn't make it, still thankful, still grateful for you. Thank you for watching the videos and whatnot. Stay tuned for more. If you're watching this or listening to this on Apple Music, Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn even more from you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.